the late Lena Horne, entertainer, pathfinder, and civil rights activist. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Also, you can listen to a special collection of In Black America programs at American Archive of Public Broadcasting. That's americanarchives.org. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm John L. Hansen, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio. From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
We were then, like, I think Diane was 13, I was 13, Florence may have been 13 and a half. She was 6 months older than us, right? And so we actually, we rehearsed with Eddie and Paul as the primes, and for maybe a couple of weeks, it was only a couple of weeks, and pretty soon we started doing local dates at the Gold Coast Theater in Detroit, the Fox Theater, just little things that we weren't recording, and we had a guitarist who later became the Miracles guitarist, Mark Tarpin, but he was ours first, so we did all these little local record hops, right? And then we were on the show with a lot of other recording artists, so we said to ourselves, now we're 15 years old now, we said to ourselves, maybe we should try to think of recording.
The late Mary Wilson, co-founder of the legendary Supremes, died on February 8th, 2021. She was 76. With lead vocalist Diana Ross and founding member Florence Ballard, and with Ballard's replacement Sidney Birdsong, Wilson appeared on all 12 of the Supremes' number one hits from 1964 to 1969. During that period, the group charted a total of 16 top 10 pop singles, 19 top 10 R&B singles, 6 of them went to the top of the chart. Like many Motown artists, Wilson, Diana Ross, and Florence Ballard grew up in Detroit and were still in their teens.
Thought we would do this little song. It's actually one of the few songs that we have actually collected in the field. Actually, it wasn't in a field, it was in New York City. This notion of field recording always bothered us because the only places we ever found songs were in bars. But, you know, you don't get credit for scholarship for bar recording. You know, oh, I went on a bar trip, you say. Says the dean of the college. Yeah, I'll bet you did, yeah. But you go field recording, it's fine, it's all right. You can get cows and things like that. But people singing in bars, no, no, no. Anyway, so this was in New York City, and we did have some trouble with it because the informant, as they like to call him, it was actually smashed, and he threw up over the tape recorder. Yeah, it was very difficult. So, plus, he was from New Jersey originally, but had lived in the Bronx most of his life. And the chorus is, when I die, bury me low, where I can hear the petroleum flow. A sweeter sound I never did know, the rolling mills of New Jersey.
We do try to do the accent as faithfully as possible, but it's very difficult because the tape speed sort of varies because of all the puke. dried onto the tape, and it really sort of...
goes like this.
When I die, bury me low, where I can hear the petroleum flow. A sweeter sound I never will know, the rolling mills of New Jersey. In Hoboken there will be trash as far as the eye can see. Enough for you, enough for me. The garbage cans of New Jersey.
All together,
when I die, bury me low, where I can hear the petroleum flow. A sweeter sound I never did know, the rolling mills of New Jersey. Down in Trenton there is a bar where the bums come from near and far. They come by truck, they come by car, the lousy bums of New Jersey. When I die, bury me low, where I can hear the petroleum flow. A sweeter sound I never started to roam. I traveled far away from Bayonne. Then I sat down and wrote this poem. I wrote an ode to New Jersey.
Last time,
when I die, bury
thank you.
company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and SLBRadio.org. Today, Greg Manley joins us with an update on the Friends of the Riverfront Litter League competition. There are 10 teams formed, seeing who will get the most litter cleaned up. We'll get an update from him at 7:20. Nicholas Cornell will be here to talk about the Full Spectrum Art Show, celebrating the work of artists with autism at 7:50. At 8:20, Bob Knowlton of the Pittsburgh Antique Radio Society talks about the event coming up at Center Stage Banquet Hall. At 8:35, we'll preview the Brawling Bard Theater production of The Scottish Play with Alan Irvin, Andrew Cole, Dylan Mahaffey, and Michael Makeda. Between 10 and 11 o'clock, our Youth Express segment features students from the Industrial Arts Workshop and the Future Kings Mentoring Program. And at 11 o'clock, live music with singer-songwriter Spencer Alan Patrick. All that, plus a pop quiz coming up in just a moment. Thank you for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Rockbacker, you'd have the mountain lord. My Jesus was a rockbacker, rolling down from Babylon. My Jesus was a rockbacker, you'd have the mountain lord, tearing down the kingdom of this world, Lord, Lord, tearing down the kingdom of this world. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain lord. I'm looking for the stone that came rolling down from Babylon. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain lord, tearing down the kingdom of this world. Lord, Lord, tear down the kingdom of this world. My father was a rock that was hewed out the mountain, Lord. My father was a rock that was rolling down from Babylon. My father. You'd have the mountain, Lord, tearing down the kingdom of this world, Lord, Lord, tearing down the kingdom of this world. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. I'm looking for the stone that came rolling down from Babylon. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord, tearing down the kingdom of this world, Lord, Lord, tearing down the kingdom of this world. Down the kingdom of this world, Lord, Lord, tearing down the kingdom of this world. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. I'm looking for the stone that came rolling down from Babylon. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord, tearing down the kingdom of this world, Lord, Lord, tearing down the kingdom of this world, Lord, Lord, tearing down the tearing down the kingdom of this world.
Tom Vent and Mason Via. Getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Hello to Mike and Mars. Mark and Slippery Rock. And Jack. And Warren, good to have you aboard. This week we welcomed a field trip from Pittsburgh Malians. We also had a youth reporter meetup. We sent youth just yesterday to the Youth Thriving Summit. And from the looks of the pictures, there was a great time. Students were visited by SLB at Propel East, part of Propel Schools, a workshop, an intro to film sound at our Youth Media Center. We made a visit to Pittsburgh SciTech. We had an open mic where the theme to the evening was brevity. That was Thursday night. On Friday, we spent time just yesterday at an English language learners program at LaRouche University in collaboration with Allegheny Intermediate Unit. And that pretty much brings us to today. Here's hoping you had a good week.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid's 2024 Summer Camp Expo and Family Fun Fair takes place on Sunday, April 21st from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the UPMC Event Center in Moon Township. This free, in-person event provides opportunities for parents and kids in the Pittsburgh area to explore summer camps and local family-friendly summer attractions for kids of all ages. More information on the 2024 Summer Camp Expo and Family Fun Fair is available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Tomorrow, now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. A bench is something you can sit on whose name is spelled with five letters, B-E-N-C-H, a five-letter word describing something you can sit on. Can you name five other things that you can sit on or in whose names are spelled with five letters? There are many ways to go with this. Name five things that you can sit on or in who or which, like bench, are spelled with five letters. 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. I'll start sharing answers in just a moment.
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with just one enormous chair. Now, wouldn't that be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of coal making lots of heat, warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Wouldn't that be lovely? Oh, so lives are blooming loosely still. I would never budge till spring crept over the windowsill. Someone's head's resting on my knee, warm and tender as she can be. She's gonna take good care of me now. Wouldn't that be? We'd be lovely.
Gary Neubauer and the Answers are already coming in looking for five things that you can set on or in. His names are spelled with five letters. I gave you Bench to start off with. Angie in Mars has train, plane, wagon, horse, and swing. And Mark has quite a few, including stump, couch, chair, table, piano, divan, stool, and stair. And he added beach, swing, porch, board. Both meanings, you can sit on a piece of lumber or on the board of a corporation. And plank. A lot have come in. Here is John Davis with divan, chair, swing, stool, perch, roost, couch, and booth. All things you can sit on whose names have five letters in them. Tom and Barbara are in Stallstown. They have perch, porch, stool, chair, divan, fence, and stump. Hello to Carrie in Oil City with couch, stump, chair, bench, swing, and stool. And she writes, my toddlers sit on the table, but we discourage that. Hello to Sophia, a frequent visitor to our youth media center. She came up with couch, stool, swing, chair, and futon. Vivian has chair, couch, swing, stool, porch, a trike. Also floor, beach, horse, and table. Those are great. Tommy has chair, couch, floor, stair, fence, stool, swing, Honda, Dodge. You can sit on or in a truck, a table, a horse, a sheep, and a bronc. But not for long if it's bucking. Eva has chair, stool, couch, swing, truck, sedan, train, camel, horse, paint, and she adds that you can sit on or in a sit-in, if you don't count the hyphen, that is. Jim in Blackridge has chair, couch, stool, stoop, horse, bronc, camel, fence, floor, earth. You can also sit on your hands. You can sit on a buggy, a wagon, a ledge, and you can sit on your fanny. Linda has steps, fence, couch, chair, and swing. Barbara has couch and chair. Jim in Crafton Heights has stoop, swing, divan, stool, porch, and stair. Kathy in Tyonesta has chair, couch, swing, horse, truck, and plane. Neil in Greencastle, Pennsylvania, chair, couch, swing, another divan and stool. Jeff adds stair, stage, stool, chair, divan, and couch. And Sue adds canoe, kayak, chair, swing, and beach. And a few more. Mike adds you can sit on a board. Stu notes that his grandmother was fond of saying, sit on your thumb and let your feet hang down. And Bruce said you can sit on first or third in a baseball game. Also stool, couch, and swing. And Tom and McCandless finishes us up with a paragraph. Santa was sitting on his patio behind his house when he looked over the board fence and saw a panel, sitting on a panel, that's great, truck headed toward his sleigh's parking spot. So he placed a chair and a trunk next to the curbs and threw a piece of carpet on the steps. That's something you can sit on with five letters. And began a vigil on his stoop. Well done. I'll check to see if we missed any. That's our pop quiz for this morning. And here's a request for Jack. This version by Kyle Perkins.
Tried to make you think, make you see one thing for yourself. But now you're all for someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Hey, me, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer. Think the time is right for us to find all the things we thought were proper could be right in time. And can't you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right or what is wrong. Don't you take too long and tell me, hey, me, what you want to do? Stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. I what you want, you've had your way. And all the things you thought before just fading in the gray. And you could say that I don't know if it's you or if it's me. If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me, hey, me, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Kyle Perkins with Amy for Dust Bowl Jack. And hello to Keith in Swiss Home Park with Couch, Stool, Stump, Horse, and Camel, all things that you can sit on, whose names have five letters. Our Hysteriddle coming up in about 5 minutes, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Radio Garden, TuneIn, Streama, Simple Radio, and slbradio.org.
Time came for decisions. I put my lot in with you. Packed the car and hit the road to Florida, hoping, praying, wishing that I knew. Yellow line, friend of mine, steady on my left hand side. White line, riding on my right. Something better out on the horizon. Always out of sight. Never saw your promises come true. Things that mattered most were no longer in your heart. I was left with nothing else to do. Oh, yellow line, friend of mine, steady on my left hand side. White line, riding on my right. Something better out on the horizon. Always out of sight. My life, three best days I could find. The day I met you, the day I wed you, the day I left you behind. The day I left you behind. Yellow line, friend of mine, steady on my left hand side. White line, riding on my right. Something better out on the horizon.
I've been out this way. I've never seen a darker night. I've never known a brighter day. With every passing minute, all the miles fall away. I can almost see the light.
Liam Purcell and Kane Mill Road here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's the title track from their album, Yellow Line.
Hill Dance Academy Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Hill Dance Academy Theater invites the community to its 10th annual Spring Dance Concert Weekend on April 19th through April 21st at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center in downtown Pittsburgh. The 10th annual Spring Dance Concert will share the history of gospel music through movement and song. More information on the Hill Dance Academy Theater's 10th annual Spring Dance Concert is available at 5678hdat.org/events.
SLB Radio Summer Camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center. 4 week-long camps include podcasting, audio journalism, and songwriting, with each camp designed so that students can walk away with original audio projects to share with family and friends. Learn more and register at slbradio.org/summercamps2024. Scholarships are available. Here is this morning's History Riddle. Her first big film opened April 20th, 1934, and included a dance routine called Baby Take a Bow with co-star James Dunn. As her popularity grew, her name was given to a beverage designed for those under 21. She won an honorary Oscar at the age of 6 for bringing a smile to many a face. She shares her first name with a McLean, a Bassey, and a Jones, and her last name with a holy place. That is this morning's History Riddle. Take a guess if you care to. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Do you want to hear it again? Okay. Her first big film opened on April 20th, 1934, and included a dance routine called Baby Take a Bow with co-star James Dunn. As her popularity grew, her name was given to a beverage designed for those under 21. She won an honorary Oscar at the age of 6 for bringing a smile to many a face. She shares her first name with a McLean, a Bassey, and a Jones, and her last name with a holy place. 412-200-5975. By telephone or text, or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Here's Big Joe Williams.
Where's y'all my sunshine? My only sunshine, he makes me happy and start a great. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine. The other night, dear, when I lay dreaming, I'd help you help your own. Yes, and I woken up, I was mistaken, and I hung my head in. What's your message? You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. She's my only sunshine. She's my only sunshine. She makes me happy and stars are blue. You know I don't love nobody here like in this whole round world like you. Yeah. You never know, dear, how much you love you. But please don't take my sunshine. I lay down dreaming. I dreamt I held you in my own. Yes, I woke up. I was mistaken. Oh, my head. You never know how much I love you. Now, please don't take my.
After a while, I won't be down. Back to my feet after a while, spreading the news around. Let me tell you people something I want you to know. I get out this hole I'm in, down the road I'll go. Back to my feet after a while, I won't be down. Back to my feet after a while, spreading the news around. So many people ain't free. Somewhere out in this big wide world, I know there's a place for me. Back my feet after a while, I won't be down. Back my feet after a while, spreading the news around. Something I want you to do. When you think that you're down and out, just keep on punching through. Back my feet after a while, I won't be down. Back my feet after a while, spread the news around. When I had plenty money, then I had lots of friends. Now I ain't got a doggone dime. It's just like a rope without end. Back my feet after a while, I won't be down. Back my feet after a while, spread the news around.
Andy Cohen at the Saturday Light Brigade. Back on my feet, and you heard Big Joe Williams with She Are My Sunshine. Hello, Pudge. Nice to have you tuned in this morning. Bruce has the correct answer and also notices or notes that our historical answer was ambassador to Czechoslovakia and Ghana. And we'll share some other answers coming in off the air. Holly in Oakland came up with it. Here comes David, who is in Oil City. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing great.
This seems to have come to you very quickly. Who is it that we're looking for?
Shirley Temple.
You are correct. She had quite the career from toddler, well, really her whole life, but she pretty much stopped making major films when she was in her 20s. What are you up to this morning?
I am heading to New Jersey to pick up a friend and help her move back to Oil City.
What a good guy you are. That's a lot of work.
Yes. Long trip.
Yeah, a long trip. And moving is, I don't know. The first few times it was fun. You got a bunch of guys and girls, and everybody could help one another. But as time goes on and you get more stuff, it gets harder and harder. So it's good that you're helping to do that.
Yes, luckily it's pretty much so, just a few belongings and her four guitars and her amp.
Well, that's good. She can entertain you on the way back as you're driving.
Yes.
Are you a musician yourself?
I'm mainly the sound guy behind the board.
All the better. So you can keep track of things as she comes back.
Yes.
Well, I hope you have a good trip. Thanks for being up so early.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yes. You have a good day.
And a correct answer here from Susie. Good morning.
Good morning. Hang on. Let me take you off speaker.
Why, thank you for doing that. It's always nicer to be just off the speaker.
Yes, yes. So it's Shirley Temple Black.
Indeed. Well done.
I missed hearing the it on the radio because I don't know, I was on Facebook and, you know, sometimes you open something on Facebook and the sound goes away on your phone.
Yeah, depending on how much bandwidth you have, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Someday we'll reminisce about the times when that happened. Remember back in the early days of the internet, although we're hardly in the early days, but someday people will call this the early days, maybe.
Oh, you know, we live in really crazy times.
We do.
We really do live in crazy times. My dad was once in the elevator with Shirley Temple Black. My dad was a Foreign Service officer.
Wow.
And so that's my little story.
She really was an intelligent woman, very talented too. And John, an economy bureau, and I were texting back and forth trying to figure out if the Shirley Temple was the first mocktail. And,
oh, okay.
You know, it goes back quite a way. Tom in McCandless had mentioned a Roy Rogers was a drink for boys. I don't remember that one.
I've heard of it.
But I do know Shirley Temple was not fond of Shirley Temples. She said they were way too sweet.
Well, they are sweet.
Roy Rogers is made with cola and grenadine with a maraschino cherry and was named, not surprisingly, for Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers, okay. Well, I have often, well, not often, but, you know, a couple of times I've ordered Shirley Temples just, you know, because I was in a bar for some reason. One time I took the bus the end of the line and just for fun, and there was a bar there and I ordered a Shirley Temple and they're like, oh, no charge, because I think partially because, you know, it's just sort of a, you know, a throwaway drink, you know, there's no alcohol in it.
Yeah, it's just ginger ale with a little grenadine. And if you really want to live dangerously, you get a maraschino cherry on top.
I think it did have a maraschino cherry.
And then if you really want to live dangerously, you have it on the rocks.
I think this was also on the rocks.
Well, there you go.
I think I was living very dangerously that day.
Here's a note. The Arnold Palmer would be another one, iced tea and lemonade. And the Queen
Mary. They now ask you if you want an alcoholic or non-alcoholic. I don't know what's in the alcoholic on Arnold Palmer.
Probably, I'll bet Jack Daniel's, something to make the lemonade. Or there's a Long Island iced tea, too. Maybe that's the way that's done. But
I don't know. I think Long Island iced tea is really, really strong.
Yes, very, very much so. And you dilute it with a little lemonade, baby, is the way to go.
Yeah.
You've got a good memory with Shirley Temple and the Shirley Bassey we mentioned, Shirley MacLaine, and Shirley Jones. I also thought of Shirley Jackson. There's a lot of Shirleys out there. And
I finally did watch that movie, you know, where it's like, stop calling me Shirley.
Airplane, right? Is that the one? That's a funny movie.
Yeah.
Funny movie.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much. And here she is, coming from the sky. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
I've thrown away my toys, even my drum and trains. I want to make some noise with real life aeroplanes. Someday I'm going to fly. I'll be a pilot too. And when I do, how would you like to be my crew? On the good ship, lollipop, it's sweet.
And some correct answers also from Joy in Washington, PA. Bruce in Ingram. John in Economy Borough. Jack in Warren, Ohio. Linda in Collier. Larry in Elwood City. Patrick in South Park. Ross in King, North Carolina. Bub in Freedom, Pennsylvania. John in Carrick. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia. Angie in Mars, Mike in Mars, and Tom in McCandless. I see Sharon posted her answer as well, as did Joy. There's Shirley Temple, and congratulations if you knew Shirley Temple Black. Today's Saturday Light Brigade History Riddle. Election Day this Tuesday. Cindy Callett with a reminder of that.
Election Day had rolled around, the candidates were primed. Despite speeches, posters, and TV spots, I'd already made up my mind to vote for you, darling, only you. Races in our district were fast and tough and mean, but you campaigned at the laundromat and you brought home laundry clean. I saw you scrubbing up that kitchen, garnering the votes, but when you bought the donuts and the Times, I knew I'd sow my oats with you, darling. Challenger, incumbent, and write-in candidate. You faced the issues squarely, and you called when you were late. You had no secret drug deals, no not quite buried crimes. And with a landslide in the runoffs, I knew I'd made my mind up on you, darling, only you. Hot and heavy, I managed your campaign. I called for contributions, I stood on corners in the rain. I drove myself to the voting booths, I offered myself rides. And frankly, in the morning, baby, it was no surprise to see you beside me, only you. When all is said, baby, it was you, darling, only you.
Get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
It will raise a lump of glory in your throat. For this privilege you must fight. So to exercise the right, exercise by voting twice. Get out and vote. Get out and vote.
That's my campaign song. Send me to Washington and I'll clean things up. Well, them politicians been cleaning up down there for more years than we care to remember. And it's still a dirty mess. Land of opportunity. Land of prosperity, we're told. Plenty of money in circulation. They're telling us. You bet your sweet life it's circulating. Right by you and straight to the Treasury Department. And if a man gets lucky and happens to stop a couple of bucks, comes income tax, wham, right back to the Treasury Department. Yes, sir, we make the money, they take the money. Before we can spend the money, they lend the money. So let's stop all this foolishness. We don't need foreign aid. We don't need domestic aid. What we need is Band-Aid. Oh, they're bleeding us today. And there's always some sneaky old codger saying, I'll run if I'm drafted. Why, the mealy-mouthed mongrel. He's been running for some office or other ever since his voice changed. And he's still at it, even though he has silver in his hair, gold in his teeth, lead in his feet, weighs some 390 pounds. Run if he's drafted? He couldn't run if he was shot at. folks, I think by now you know my record. And so does the FBI. It's in the book. And now that we're filled with a fervent fervor, let's fan the people with fife and flute, and I'll sing a song that I just wrote. The title is Get Out and Vote. Get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
It will raise a lump of glory in your throat. For this privilege you must fight. So to exercise the right, exercise by voting twice. Get out and vote.
From 1956, showing that things don't change much over the years, Johnny Stanley with Jimmy Sheldon's orchestra, Get Out and Vote, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Cindy Callett before him, by the way, with Election Day. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
One, two, three, and...
Seen my Cindy, she's from way down south. She's so sweet, the honeybees swarm around her mouth. Get along home,
home Cindy,
get along home,
Cindy, Cindy,
get along home,
home Cindy,
and I'll marry you someday. First time I saw my Cindy, she was standing in the door, shoes and stockings in her hand, barefoot on the floor. Get along home,
home Cindy,
get along.
Cindy, Cindy,
get along home,
home Cindy,
and I'll marry you someday. Cindy got religion, she'd had it once before, but when she she was the first one on the floor. Get along home,
home Cindy,
get along home,
Cindy, Cindy,
get along home,
home Cindy,
and I'll marry you someday.
She'd take a bite of me.
Get along home,
home Cindy,
get along home,
Cindy, Cindy,
get along home,
home Cindy, and I'll marry you someday.
If I can't have my Cindy gal, I'll have no gal at all. Get along home,
home Cindy,
get along home,
Cindy, Cindy,
get along home,
home Cindy,
and I'll marry you someday.
Get along.
Orange Starr at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our crossword puzzle of the air. Coming up in just a moment in this week's crossword puzzle of the air has only a six-letter answer.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kids 2024 Summer Camp Expo and Family Fun Fair takes place on Sunday, April 21st from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the UPMC Event Center in Moon Township. This free, in-person event provides opportunities for parents and kids in the Pittsburgh area to explore summer camps and local family-friendly summer attractions for kids of all ages. More information on the 2024 Summer Camp Expo and Family Fun Fair is available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
That is tomorrow, and speaking of more fun, you can learn all about upcoming free Youth Media Center activities by going to ymc.slbradio.org. From weekly open mics every Thursdays at 4 o'clock to a storytelling workshop April 30th at 4:30 to the just released calendar of events for May, there's something for every teen. Stop by, get complete information at ymc.slbradio.org.
Hill Dance Academy Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Hill Dance Academy Theater.